愿平安。我们今天一起来学习《使徒行传》第七章的17到43节。
Book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 17.
我们开始之前，我们还是低头有一点的祷告。
Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是求你把你自己的话来向我们打开。
Lord, we ask that you open your words to us.
求你把你的话能够说在我们的心里面。
May you speak your words into our hearts.
求主来帮助讲的，帮助翻译，帮助每一位听的，让这些在历史中真实发生的故事，成为我们的光照，成为我们的警醒。
May the Lord help the speaker, the interpreter, and those who listen to
帮助我们
for these historical facts to be a light and a reminder to us.
帮助我们可以一直走在你的正路上。
Help us to walk on your right path.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。使徒行传第七章是，使徒行传里面记载最长的一篇讲章。
This is a longest sermon recorded in the book of Acts.
这篇讲章从整本旧约历史的角度阐述了福音根本的含义啊，信心。恩典，神做事的奇妙，神对着人的恒久忍耐。
From the Old Testament stories, it recorded God's actions with His people, His faithfulness, His love, and in His.
我们给这段经文的题目是“堕落的民，伟大的神”。
And the title of this sermon is "Fallen People, Great God."
这段的经文，甚至是斯提凡这个讲章里边的每一句话。我们都可以从人和神这两个角度去思想。
From each phrase that Stephen uses, we can look at from two angles, one from the perspective of God and one from that of man.
人是如何的无可救药的变本加厉的堕落，同时神又是如何恩上加恩，恒久忍耐的在那里拯救。
How irretrievably lost man is.And how unchangingly, faithfully God is there to save.
我们前面讲到神借着约瑟的手，在埃及拯救了在饥荒中的以色列百姓。
We discussed earlier how Joseph, through the hands of Joseph, God used to save His people in Egypt.
这群以色列的百姓是有很多的黑历史的。
These Israelite people have a lot.Of dark histories.
一说黑历史，大家都把头抬起来了。
Everybody raises their hands now.
他们的先祖谋杀自己的亲弟兄约瑟。
Their fathers killed, attempted to kill their own brother.
又把约瑟卖给人贩子。
And sold Joseph into slavery.
拿着约瑟血淋淋的衣服给他亲爹讲：“你最爱的那个儿子被野兽吃了，让他们的亲爹心如刀绞。”
And with his blood-stained cloak, they brought to their father and told him that your most beloved son is dead.
就是这样的一个奇葩的残暴的家族，神非常的恩待他们。
So such an odd and violent family, God redeemed them.
神不仅让他们在饥荒中生存下来，十七节的后半句我们看到，神还让他们兴盛众多。
Not only did God allow them to survive this famine, but in the second half of verse 17, we see that they increased and multiplied.
他们生养众多，满了那地啊，估计每家都有七八个孩子。
They increased and multiplied in Egypt, and you can imagine each family having 7 or 8 kids.
凶手的后代，神恩待他们，让他们极其的发达。
The descendants of murderers, God.Allowed them to be extremely successful.
这时候问题来了，家大业大的一个家族，又是在埃及，这个全世界最发达、最先进的国家，他们非常的满意的。
This numerous people, in this place that is the most advanced in all of the ancient world, Egypt.
他们没有人记得神要把一个流奶与蜜的迦南地给他们。
No one remembered that God was to give them a land, a Canaan that is flowing with milk and honey.
他们对着神的应许也没什么兴趣啊，宁愿把自己卖给法老当奴隶，也不要神的应许。
they didn't have much of an interest in God's promise, and they would rather sell themselves into slavery than have that promise of God.
然而神不忘记他的应许。
But God did not forget his promise.
十八节我们看到这里，神兴起来一位新王。
Verse 18, we see that God arose a new king in Egypt.
掌控历史的神在那个时候用这个邪恶的新王来预备他的百姓出埃及的心。
The God who controls history used this new evil king to prepare his people's hearts prepare for the Exodus.
这个新王很有意思，他上学的时候他没有好好的学埃及历史这门课。
This king is very interesting because when he was in school, he didn't study Egyptian history very well.
对吧？这节圣经告诉我们，他不知道约瑟曾经给这个国家带来的恩惠。
And this verse tells us that he didn't know what grace Joseph had brought to Egypt.
他狠狠地来逼迫神的百姓。
And he persecuted God's people.
啊，十九节这里说，让他们丢弃婴孩，使婴孩不能存活。
Verse 19 says, forced our fathers to expose their infants so that they would not be kept alive.
这句话我们读起来没什么感觉的。
This doesn't feel, we don't feel anything when we read this.
对吧？丢在河里的都不是我们家，咱们家的孩子。
The infants that were thrown into the river are not our own kids.
这是人类历史上最早的计划生育。
This is the earliest instance of planned population control.
计划让以色列这个民族彻底的灭种。
And it is planned for the Israelite people to completely be eliminated.
男婴全部杀死，没有男人就没有武装，没有反抗。
To kill all the male infants, without males, there would be no resistance.
女婴留下来，他们以后他们的子宫还有利用价值，可以给埃及的男人生孩子。
The women can be kept because they still have value. They can give birth to kids.
然后以色列民族这个名字就会从历史中消失。
And the name of Israel will be eliminated from history.
你可以想象那个时候每一家以色列百姓他们那个痛苦。
You can imagine at the time each family all the pain they go through.
备孕、怀孕、怀胎十月、生产，好不容易可以当父母了，这个孩子要扔在河里喂鳄鱼。
All through pregnancy and through so long, and then all of a sudden when they are born, they must throw the child away.
时代的一粒灰尘落在个人的头上就是一座大山。
The sand of time, a grain of sand of time falling on one person's head is a mountain.
你可以想象他们的痛苦和眼泪，那些家庭里面。
You can imagine all the tears and the pain that each family experiences.
最精彩的就在这里，弟兄姊妹。
And what's amazing is here.
我们在读斯提凡这个故事的时候，或者我们去读更详细的这个旧约出埃及记的时候，我们惊讶地发现啊，他们痛苦的不行了，他们都不去求神的。
At this time, when we read the story that Stephen is telling, or if we in more detail read the book of Exodus, we find that even in this most difficult time, they are not seeking God.
他们痛苦的不行了，都不求神带他们出埃及，啊，他们实在是有一种宁死不屈的精神。
They have an enduring attitude that they would not even seek out God's help to escape Egypt at this most painful time.
这不是特例，弟兄姊妹，这是正常的人的光景啊。
This is not an exception. This is the normal situation of man.
人就是这么的可怜，又是这么的刚硬。
This is how pitiful man is, and how stiff-necked we are.
我们在很多事情上或多或少。这些故事都有我们的影子。
More or less, all of these stories have something to do with us.
所以斯蒂凡啊，他在这里用这简短的几节经文啊，就把人的悖逆刚硬，把神的恩典描述的淋漓尽致。
So in these short verses, God or Stephen describes the experience of man very thoroughly.
凶手的后代，神恩待他们。
The descendants of murderers, God had grace upon them.
神让他们生养众多。
God multiplied them.
他们不记得神的应许，他们坚持在埃及享受最终日了，但是神坚持要把他们带到光明的路上。
They did not remember God's promise, and they enjoyed the fruits of their sin in Egypt, and God was determined to bring them back to the path of light.
他们对着神的计划应着景象，但是神坚持救他们。
They were stiff-necked against God's promise, but God was determined to save them.
神怎么救他们啊？二十一节就给我们看到一个婴孩的出生。
How God saved them, verses 20 and 21, we see the birth of a child.
摩西生下来的时候俊美非凡。
When Moses was born, he was beautiful.
法老杀害神的百姓，其实神可以用很多的方法去拯救以色列人的。
When the Pharaoh persecuted God's people, God could have saved them through many ways.
神可以让这个法老生病暴毙。
God could have made the Pharaoh give him a disease and have him die.
神可以派一个刺客去把他干掉。
God could send an assassin to kill him.
神可以让一个漫威宇宙里边的英雄去带领以色列的百姓来起义搞革命。
God can send a Marvel hero to lead his people to rebellion.
人在痛苦中常常期待一个大有能力的英雄来解决他们的问题。
In pain, in difficulties, man often seeks out a strong, powerful hero to solve their problems.
所以漫威宇宙可以一直往下拍续集。
And so the Marvel Cinematic Universe can continue on with movie after movie.
犹太教的人现在还在等这个大有能力的超级英雄来救他们。
The Jewish people today are still waiting for this all-powerful savior.
神的救法不是用一个力大无比的超级英雄，他是用一个连自己都保护不了的小婴孩。
But God's method of salvation is not using a superhero, but using a infant who cannot even protect himself.
二十节讲到这个婴孩有个特点啊，俊美非凡。
Verse 20 says this child was special and he was beautiful in God's sight.
重点不是颜值啊，这是讲到他被神所喜悦所悦纳的。
It was not merely talking about how he looks, but that he was favored by God.
这也呼应了我们的主耶稣啊，他也是被神喜悦、被神悦纳的。
And this harkens to our Lord Jesus, who was also favored by God.
摩西的出生伴随着当时法老王要杀害婴孩这样的逼迫。
Moses' birth coincided when the Pharaoh was killing the Jewish people.
耶稣的出生也是伴随着希律王杀害婴孩这样的一个行为。
And Jesus' birth was also accompanied by Herod killing infants.
所以你看到没有，神在旧约历史里面用一幅一幅的图画来帮助以色列百姓说，你们要认出来将来给你们那个救主的形象。
So do you see in the Old Testament God uses this picture after picture of experiences so that you can recognize the sign of your Savior.
接下来的故事非常的惊险，二十一节。
And then the story becomes very exciting in verse 21.
这个婴孩被丢弃在外面啊，自生自灭。
And when this child was exposed for him to survive or not.
这是一个非常惊悚的环节啊。
This is a very key moment.
一个民族的救主就被这样活生生的扔进河里面自生自灭。
The savior of a nation was thrown into the river to survive or not.
这个民族被灭绝之后啊，就没有亚伯拉罕那一个后裔那回事了。整个人类的救赎计划都是泡汤的。
When this nation was exterminated, there is no that one descendant of Abraham.To deal with anymore, and all of the salvation of man is gone.
在人看来是非常的危险，几乎是绝境啊！仇敌是如此的强势。
And from man's eyes, it is a very difficult situation, and it is the end of the road.
但这位神的作为非常的奇妙。
But this God is very special.
当婴孩摩西被丢弃在河里面的时候呀
，When Moses was put into the river,
正好就没有鳄鱼去把摩西吃掉。
It just so happened that there were no crocodiles to eat him.
正好就没有一个埃及人路过看到摩西把这个小孩子杀掉。
It just so happened that there was nobody walking by to see this child and kill him.
正好就有一个埃及法老的女儿去洗澡。
It just so happened that Pharaoh's daughter was bathing.
正好她就非常的喜欢，非常的可怜这个孩子。
It just so happened that she pitied him and liked him.
每一个时间地点都是完美的巧合。
Every time and place was a perfect coincidence.
任何一个细节错了，这个小婴孩都活不下来的。
Any part of that going wrong, this child will not have survived.
在这样的一个 惊险的故事的背后，有一双奇妙的手在掌管着历史。
And in this exciting time, there was an amazing pair of hands guiding history.
魔鬼要借着法老的手来杀掉小孩，神却借着法老女儿的手来收留这个小孩。
The devil wants to use the hand of Pharaoh to kill this child, but God used the Pharaoh's daughter to save him.
法老变本加厉来迫害神百姓的时候，神用一个更高明的办法，他用一个软弱的，连自己都不能保护自己的小婴孩，成为他百姓的救主。
When Pharaoh was coming up with new ways to persecute God's people, God has an even more miraculous way of using this child, this infant who cannot even protect himself.
当全人类在罪恶的权势底下没有办法自拔的时候，神给人类的答案是一个马槽里面的婴孩。
When all of humanity could not save themselves, God used the child in a manger.
这个婴孩就是斯提凡和使徒们所宣讲的那义者耶稣基督。
This infant is the one who is proclaimed by Stephen and the apostles, that righteous one, Jesus.
诗篇那里讲，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力。
Psalms 8 says, out of the mouth of babies and infants you have established strength because of your foes.
一个小婴孩怎么可能有能力？一个吃奶的人，他怎么可能去报仇？对吧？武林高手才能去报仇。
How can a baby or an infant take vengeance? Only a powerful martial artist can.
当我们的主被挂在十字架上的时候，在人看是愚拙，是无能，是软弱，是他没有办法救他自己。
When our Lord was on the cross, from man's perspective, he was helpless, he was shamed, and he could not help himself.
在神看却是最大的智慧，
最大的能力。From God's perspective, it was the greatest wisdom.
恰恰就因着这样的完全的没有能力，就打败了全宇宙间最大的这个黑暗的权势。
And because of this powerlessness, he defeated the greatest dark forces in the universe.
这是这一位神他做事的法则。
This is the way God works.
神使用那软弱的胜过强壮的。
God uses the weak to overcome the strong.
他使用那一无所有的胜过那样样都有的。
He uses those who have nothing to overcome those who have everything.
犹太人的公会，他们不认识神，也不懂神如此做事的法则。
The Sanhedrin of the Jewish people did not know God and did not know how God works.
我们好像懂，但其实很多时候还是不懂。
It seems like we may, but oftentimes we don't.
因为我们很习惯依靠我们的势力，依靠我们的才能。
Because we are used to relying on our own strength and our own abilities.
接下来二十到二十九节就给我们看到以色列的百姓他们对着这位救主有什么样的反应。
And then from verses 20 through 29, we see how the Israelite people responded to this Savior.
摩西在这个时候已经被神预备了四十年。
Moses had been prepared by God for 40 years.
天选之子，二十二节，他又学了埃及一切的学问。
This chosen one, and verse 22 tells us he was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
常春藤大学 GPA 4.0 毕业。
He was an Ivy Leaguer 4.0 GPA.
有传奇的经历，又对着神的百姓有负担，去看望他的百姓。二十二节讲的。
Having a legendary experience and having the burden to look after his people.
我们的主在创立世界之前与父神同享荣耀，但是他却愿意降卑到地上来做人。
Our Lord, before the creation of heaven and earth, enjoyed glory alongside the Father, and yet he came to the earth to be a man.
摩西在皇宫里面长大，但他却愿意下到自己的百姓中间去拯救他的百姓。
Moses was in the palaces, and yet he was willing to go among his people and to save them.
接下来摩西的生命中发生了一个转折性的事件。
And then in his life, something happened that changed it forever.
二十四节这里看到摩西他一出门他遇到了一个以色列人被埃及人欺负。
And in verse 24, we see that when he went outside, he saw an Israelite being wronged by an Egyptian.
摩西这个时候正义感爆棚，同时他又武功高强。
And he had, he felt extremely righteous, and again, he was also very powerful.
顺手就把这个埃及人给打死了。
So he immediately struck down the Egyptian.
那这个事情呢，只有摩西知道，和那个刚刚被救下来的以色列人知道。
So this thing was only known by Moses himself and the man who he saved.
正常的一个以色列百姓你们被压榨、被逼迫、被当奴隶、被计划生育了四十年。
And this, in under normal circumstances, Israelites having been persecuted, having been under genocide for 40 years.
对吧？你们有出埃及的应许，你又遇到了这样一个天选之子。
You have the promise of an exodus, and you encounter this savior, this chosen one.
摩西这个人有传奇的经历，他又对着神有极大的信心。
Moses, this person who has the experience and great respect for God.
正常的以色列百姓遇到这样的一个传奇人物，他应该马上的意识到。这是神差遣来拯救他们的人，这是神给他们的救主。
A normal Israelite, when he encounters such a man, should immediately feel that this is the Savior God prepared for him.
但是这群百姓，他们的思想被埃及人同化，被埃及人强暴，被埃及人禁锢到一个地步。摩西来救他们，他说：“摩西，你滚。”
But they have been so oppressed by the Egyptians and so assimilated by the Egyptians.That when Moses came to save them, they said, "Moses, go away."
接下来这个事情非常的讽刺。
And the what remains is,
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象一下，这一群以色列百姓已经正在被灭种了。
And brothers and sisters, you see these Israelites are being murdered.
他们虽然他们是被神拣选的族类，对，但是他们在给外邦人做苦工当奴隶，生下的孩子，男孩子扔到河里喂鳄鱼，女孩子留下来将来给埃及人当生殖工具。
And even though they were chosen, they were the chosen people, they were slaves of the Gentiles, and their male children were being killed, and their female children were being left to be birthing tools.
在这样悲惨的光景里面，二十七节你们发现，他们还要去欺负那个比他们还弱小的，他们之间还要互相的争斗。
But in verse 27, we see that they would still oppress those who are weaker than themselves and would still fight amongst themselves.
对，二十六节，他们互相的争斗，摩西去劝他们和睦。二十六节，弟兄姊妹，这是罪人在地狱里面的光景。
This is the situation of man in hell.
你是那个被扔进火湖里边的那根柴啊，你就快被烧完了。
You are a tinder to be thrown into the sulfur lakes.
当你有一口气的时候，你还要去欺负那个旁边比你还弱小的人，那这就是堕落的人的光景。
With your last breath, you will still oppress the one next to you who is weaker than you. This is the state of fallen man.
这样的人，摩西愿意去拯救他们。
Such a people, Moses was willing to save them.
他们却弃绝那位拯救者。
And they rejected that savior.
二十七节，他们给摩西说：“谁立你做我们的首领和审判官
？”Verse 27 says, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us?"
审判官就是拯救者的意思。
Judge is also means savior.
这句话的意思是什么？就是没有我的允许。上帝怎么可以选你摩西当我们的领袖
？Which you can also interpret it as saying, without my approval, how can God choose you to be our ruler?
我不接受
，I don't accept it.
就说这句话的人啊，他是比上帝还厉害，而且理直气壮。
So what the one who says this feels more authoritative than God, and he feels justified.
那这是赤裸裸的无知者无畏。
And this is the most extreme example of those who don't know have no fear.
一个人越是无知，越是思想狭隘，他越是拥有一种莫名其妙的勇气和莫名其妙的优越感、自豪感。
The less one knows, the more They have a miraculous feeling of superiority over others.
摩西去到他的百姓中间，他的百姓不稀罕他。
Moses went among his people and they did not.
耶稣到他百姓的中间，他的百姓也不认识他，不但不认识他，还把他钉死在十字架上。
Jesus, when he came among his people, the people did not recognize him. Not only did they not recognize him, they crucified him.
就是这样一群可怜又可悲、可笑又可恨、无知又自大的人。
In this group of piteous and pitiful people and laughable people,
就是这样一群你救他，他还让你滚，他还要向政府举报你的人。
In this group of people that, though you were there to save them, they ask you to go away and they would report you to the authorities.
在我们看，你们这些人根本没有觉悟，就不值得被拯救的。
From our perspective, these people are so not self-aware, they don't deserve to be saved.
摩西不放弃他们，神也不放弃他们，就好像神不放弃我们一样。
Moses did not forsake them, God did not forsake them, just as God did not forsake us.
30到38节这一段，接下来就给我们看到神继续他拯救的工作。
Verses 30 through 38 now tell us that God continue, Moses continues his work of salvation.
斯蒂凡在30到38节这一段啊，讲到神如何预备摩西的时候，特别的讲到很多的地名。
In the time when Stephen is describing these 40 years of God preparing Moses, he specifically mentions a lot of place names.
三十节讲到西乃山的旷野，三十六节讲到埃及红海旷野，三十三节讲到圣地，三十八节旷野的会，都是神工作的地方。
Verse 30 says the wilderness of Mount Sinai, and then. Verse 36 describing Egypt and the Red Sea. Verse 33 talking about Egypt. And so these are all places God is working.
斯蒂凡为什么要故意讲这么多的地名，又强调神在那些地方工作？
Why would Stephen mention so many place names and specifically emphasize that God is working there?
因为在犹太人的观念里边，我们巴勒斯坦那块地方是上好的，是洁净的。你们那些外邦的地方都是不洁净、不干净的。
In the view of the Israelites, that piece of land in Palestine is clean and pure, and all of your Gentile lands are unclean and impure.
他们从外邦地回到他们以色列境内的时候，过边境的时候，他们常常要做一个动作，就是跺一跺脚，把脚上的灰尘给跺下去。
So when they return to their land from Gentile lands, they would often perform this action, which is stomp their feet to dust off their feet.
那意思就是你们这些外邦的灰尘都是脏的，不能带进来污染我们以色列的这个土地。
Meaning that even your dust, the dirt from the road of your Gentile lands is dirty and it cannot pollute.
然而在历史的里面，斯蒂凡给我们看到外邦的地，西乃的旷野，他们唾弃的地方，却是神曾经工作的地方。
But in history, Stephen tells us that these places that the Israelites rejected are the places God worked in.
神的工作是远远超过这些狭隘的人啊，自大的人，超越他们的认知的。
God's work is far in excess of what these small, self-important people could see.
33节这里说这是发生在西乃山的旷野，但神说这里是圣地因为神与摩西同在。
Verse 33, this happened in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, God says this is holy ground.
神在那里预备摩西。
God prepared Moses there.
在旷野里面，那个鸟不拉屎的地方，神可以用着大山，用着旷野，用着大地给摩西说话。
In the middle of the wilderness, in the middle of nowhere, God can use the earth, the ground, the mountains to speak to Moses.
所以摩西能从心里面去赞叹神的伟大。他说：“诸山未曾生出，地狱世界未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神啊。”
So Moses can, from the bottom of his heart, exclaim.That before the creation of heaven and earth, before the birth of the mountains and the seas, you are God.
在旷野里面，神用着每天太阳的升起落下，用着天上的日月星辰给摩西说话。
And in the wilderness, through the rising and setting of the sun, and through the moon and the stars, God can speak to Moses.
所以摩西感叹啊，诸天诉说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
And so Moses proclaimed. claims that the heavens proclaim God's glory and the skies God's the work of his hands.
神甚至能够用着那些旷野那些地上的小草给摩西说话。
And he could even, God could even use the grasses of the wilderness to speak to Moses.
那些草早上长起来，白天来一阵热风，草枯干了，死了。
The grass grows in the morning, and during the day, a hot wind blows by, and it dries up.
摩西马上就想到，这不就是我们罪人的光景吗？
Moses thinks of, isn't this our sinful man's situation?
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。我们经过的日子，在你的震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁，好像一声叹息。
For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. Our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
神用着旷野，神用着他的所造之物给摩西说话，让他去认识神的伟大。
Through God's creation, he shows Moses God's greatness and the minuteness of man.
旷野，这个以色列人认为他们嫌弃，他们认为不洁净的地方，却是神大大工作的地方。
This wilderness that the Israelites despised was a place that God greatly worked.
神在那里预备摩西，神在那里大行神迹，36节。
He prepared Moses there and he greatly performed miracles.
那最精彩的，神在那里让摩西看荆棘火焰的这个异象，这是记录在30、31节。
And more amazingly, in verses 30 and 31, it records how God showed himself in the fire in a bush.
在神一开始的创造里面是没有荆棘这种植物的，这种植物是人犯罪之后地受了咒诅才长出来的东西。
In God's original creation there was no such thing as a thorn bush, and only after the fall of man did such a plant grow out from the ground.
荆棘不能用来做家具，也不能用来盖房子，甚至不能用来当火烧，因为一烧就没了。
A bush of thornscannot be made into furniture and cannot even be used as a flammable material because it burns away in an instant.
荆棘唯一的优点就是可以来扎别人，刺别人，伤害别人。
The only use for it is to prick others and to harm them.
跟我们的优点是一样的。
About the same as us.
这是荆，所以荆棘是对着罪人最好的一个形容。
And so,Thorns is a great representation of sinful man.
火焰是讲到神的自己，神的审判，神的荣耀。
Flames speaks to God's judgment himself and his glory.
为什么荆棘在火焰中没有被烧毁？好奇怪。
And so why did the bush not burn up in this flame?
为什么有罪的人可以和圣洁公义的神同在？
How can a sinful man be in the same place as this righteous God?
都是因着耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎。
Because of the salvation of Jesus Christ on the cross, Jesus Christ on the cross.
我们的主在十字架上，他头上戴的就是荆棘的冠冕。
Our Lord on the cross bore the crown of thorns.
这幅图画就是说到我们的主，他要把我们这些地狱火狐的材料就拔到一个地步，可以成为他荣耀的冠冕。
This is to say, our Lord wants to save us, these people who are fodder for the lake of fire, to a place where we can be a glorious crown.
来彰显神的美丽。
To demonstrate God's beauty.
那神如此奇妙的工作，是那些自以为意的人难以理解和想象的。
And so God's amazing work is something that self-righteous men cannot understand.
他们所弃绝的摩西，恰恰就成为他们的救主，救他们出了埃及。这是35和36节讲的。
Moses, whom they rejected, became. It just so happened that Moses became their savior, for their escape from Egypt.
他们所弃绝的摩西，就是神借着借着摩西要把律法传给他们的那位。
This Moses whom they rejected was the one who gave them the law from verse 38.
那这些以色列人他们历世历代也是口口声声的说他们遵守律法。
These Israelites, throughout the generations, throughout their days, they say they follow the law.
39到43节这段给我们看到，那就是这样自以为意的一群人，他们是如何弃绝摩西，弃绝神的律法，以及神对他们有什么样的反应。
Verses 39 through 43, it shows us just how these people have rejected the law and what kind of reaction they have to God.
39节这里说，我们的祖宗不肯听从，心里归向埃及，弃绝他。
Verse 39 says, our fathers refused to obey him, but thrust him aside, and in their hearts they turned to Egypt.
这是一个非常讽刺的描述。
This is a very ironic.
他们已经出了埃及了。
They've already escaped Egypt.
他们已经不受法老的苦害了。
They are no longer being persecuted by Pharaoh.
他们每天享受着神的供应，天上降玛拿给他们吃，磐石出水给他们喝。
They enjoy the provision of God. God gives them manna, and the boulders opens with water.
云柱火柱带领他们，保护他们。
Pillar of fire and cloud follow them and guide them.
他们蒙福的不行了。
They are so blessed.
他们却朝思暮想回到埃及去。
And yet they long to return to Egypt.
他们想回埃及干什么？
Why do they want to return to Egypt?
难道想生个男孩子喂到？扔到河里喂鳄鱼，对吧？生个女孩子将来给埃及人强暴。
Do they want just to give birth to a male child so that they can be killed and a female child so they can be used by the Egyptians?
很稀奇啊，弟兄姊妹，他们就是想啊，心里痒啊。
And amazing, brothers and sisters, that they just longed for that.
而且，他们希望摩西去死。
And they wanted Moses to die.
四十节啊。
Verse 40.
摩西啊，上西乃山去取律法。
Moses went to the mountain to receive the law.
山底下的百姓啊，等着等着就觉得，哎呀，摩西是不是在山上出意外了？
The people waiting for him, they said, as they waited,
摩西是不是
maybe Moses encountered an accident on the mountain.
摩西是不是不回来了？摩西死那儿了。我们换一个领袖吧。
Maybe Moses died. Maybe Moses is not coming back. We should have a new leader.
非常的讽刺。
So ironic.
有一条狗。
There's a dog.
跟它的主人关系很好。
What a great relationship with his master.
每天早上跟它的主人一起到车站，目送它的主人上火车，然后在傍晚的时候，这条狗在站台上等它的主人下车，跟它主人一起回家。
And this dog would go with his master to the train station in the mornings, and then would go back in the afternoon to wait for him to return.
不幸的是呢，这个他的主人有一天在工作的时候，突然就因病去世了。
And his master one day unfortunately passed away while at work.
就再也没有坐火车回到车站。
And never returned on the train.
然而这条狗
，And this dog,
在他接下来十年的狗生岁月里面
，And through the next 10 years of his dog life,
每天傍晚五点半准时守候在。站台上等候他的主人回来。
Every evening at 5:30, he would wait on the platform, waiting for his master to come home.
一直到他生命的最后一刻。
Until his last moments.
狗都知道等他的主人。
Even dogs know to wait for their master.
人却不要他的救主。
Man would reject his savior.
摩西上山领受律法的时候。
When Moses went up onto the mountain to receive the law,
神的百姓好像心里面巴不得这个摩西在山上有什么意外啊，我们就顺理成章换个领袖，释放我们心里面的偶像。
God's people, they longed for something to happen to him, so that they can have a reason to have a new leader and they can release the idols of their hearts.
老公出去买菜，很久没回家。
Her husband goes out to get groceries and doesn't return for a long time.
老婆就在那想，这老公是不是死到外边了？换个老公吧。
And the wife says, maybe he died, and I should get a new husband.
我们遇到困难的时候，上帝好像暂时没有解决我们的难处。
When we encounter difficulties, it seems like God has not solved our problems immediately.
上帝好像不在了，换个上帝吧。
And maybe God isn't there. We need to have a new God.
这都是人里面不信的恶行。
This is all our evil acts of unbelief.
那接下来他们就41节，他们就顺其自然的 造了一个偶像替代上帝，而且向偶像下拜还很开心，觉得我们很有功劳。
And so naturally, in verse 41, they created an idol and they offered sacrifice and bowed to it.
遇到这样的一群百姓，
When you encounter such a people,
你希望怎么去修理他们？
How would you deal with them?
神可以打个响指，对吧？把这些人全部干掉。
God could snap and eliminate all of them.
但是神没有。
But God didn't.
42节，我们的神转脸不顾。
But verse 42, God turned away.
转脸不顾。
God turned away.
神转脸不顾，一方面是神儿女极大的悲哀。
God turning away is, on the one hand, a great shame for his people.
没有什么比离开神的面更可怕的。
There are not many things more terrifying than turning away, than having turned away from God's face.
神是他是爱。对吧？他是光，他是生命。你离开了神，就是在愁苦的里面；离开了神，就是在黑暗的里面；离开了神，就是在死亡的路上。
God is love. He is light. He is life. So when you turn away from Him, it is just darkness, pain, and death.
另外一方面，神转脸不顾，也是神心里面极大的痛苦。
But from another perspective, turning away is also very difficult for God.
哪个父母愿意离开自己的孩子？哪个父母愿意对着自己的孩子转脸不顾
？What parents wants to turn away and not care for their children？
哪一个丈夫愿意离开自己的新婚妻子？没有的事儿啊
！What husband wants to leave their newly wedded wife？
在出埃及记的最后一章，当摩西把会幕立起来，完了工，建造好以后。
In the final chapter of the book of Exodus, when Moses finally completed the tabernacle,
立刻马上云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Immediately, the clouds of God's presence overcame the camp, and God's glory.
这么多细节的描写，什么意思呀？
What does this mean?
这是讲到我们的神啊，他是何等的迫不及待啊，要住在他的百姓中间，他是迫不及待的要跟他的百姓在一起的。
This is how it speaks to how urgent it is for God to dwell among his people to fill them.
洞房花烛夜，没有人想等一等的。
It's the wedding night. No one wants to wait.
神在他的百姓里面，他的百姓也在他的里面。
God,
全宇宙间最美妙的关系。这是神心里面的盼望。
God in His people and His people in with Him, this is the most amazing thing in God's eyes.
一路走来，这些百姓有很多的不堪，有很多的悖逆、顽梗、失败，但神就是这样义无反顾的爱他们。
This through their paths, God's people had stubbornness and disobedience.And yet God loved them.
但神的百姓呢，厌恶神，不要神，婚内出轨。
God's people they rejected him, and they committed adultery against him.
四十二节，侍奉天上的日月星辰。
Verse 42, it says, gave them over to worship the host of heavens.
对吧？四十一节只是拜一个金牛犊啊，四十二节是搞出来一大堆的偶像呀，小三、小四、小五、小六。
And in verse 41, it was just a golden calf. But in verse 42, it was a host of idols.
他们不要神的帐幕。四十三节说，他们要落寞的、没落的帐幕，并且还献祭。
They rejected the tabernacle of God, but verse 43 says, "You took up the tent of Moloch and the star of your god Rephan."
对着没落的这个献祭是有讲究的，就是他们会把他们自己的孩子。放到火里面烧死，献给假神。
Moloch, the worship of Moloch is a particular one because they would burn their children as a sacrifice.
我们不要去笑话以色列人，你们怎么这么傻、这么笨，把自己的孩子杀掉献给偶像
？You don't need to laugh at these Israelites. That how can you kill your own kids for this idol?
当我们按照这个世界上的方法、价值观。去教育我们的孩子，去给我们的孩子洗脑的时候呀。
When we teach our kids according to the values of this world, and to brainwash them.
这个就是把我们的孩子放在地狱的火里面献给魔鬼。
This is placing our children in the fires of hell and offering them up to the devil.
神把他的独生爱子放在十字架上给人，人不稀罕。
God placed his only beloved son onto the cross, and man was not impressed.
人要把自己的孩子杀死去献给假神啊，非常的讽刺。
Man would kill their own children to offer up to idols.
圣经中很清楚地告诉我们，把神以外的人或物看得比神还重要，那这个就叫拜偶像，这个是对神不忠心，这个就是圣经里面讲的奸淫。
The Bible is very clear that seeing things that are not God as more important than God is idolatry, is adultery.
以西结书十六章那里，先知给我们讲了一个非常精彩的故事。
Ezekiel chapter 16, the prophet tells us a very exciting story.
就是一个国王啊，他爱上了一个长得不好看的姑娘。
Is a king, is besotted with a not very beautiful woman.
那这个姑娘以前是肮脏污秽的，也是曾经奄奄一息被丢弃在田野里面自生自灭的。
And this was a defiled woman who was once sent out into the fields to survive.
很多路过的人看到这个人赤身露体，没有人去可怜他的。
Many passers-by passed her by and did not pity her.
这个国王路过，对这个女孩子动了怜悯的心。
And when this king passed by, he had pity for her.
这个国王不但的拯救她，不但的洁净她，还把全宇宙最华美的衣服给她穿上。
This king bathed her and showed all kinds of grace upon her and gave her the best clothes.
这位国王实在是爱她，还跟她立约，跟她订婚。
This king loved her so much that he proposed marriage to her.
这本来是一个很简单的灰姑娘和白马王子的故事。
Initially, this is a very simple story of Cinderella and the Prince Charming.
然而这个女人仗着国王给她的恩典与钱财与他人纵情淫乱。
But this woman committed adultery despite all the things that the king had given to her.
当时的那些妓女是收别人的钱，跟人交易，跟人淫乱。
The prostitutes took others' money to commit adultery.
那这个女人是怎么回事？她把国王给他的金银珠宝好东西主动的送给别人，让别人来跟他淫乱。
But this woman took the things that the king had given her and gave it to others in order to commit adultery with her.
他还把他跟国王生的孩子烧死，献给假神做祭物。
And she burned her children with the king in fires and offered it up to false gods.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是这个国王的参谋，你给这个国王出个主意怎么去修理这样的一个可恶的女人
Brothers and sisters, if you are an advisor to the king, how would you advise the king deal with such a person?
在人类的历史里面，皇宫里面犯了这样的罪，对吧？可以用很极刑、很严重的酷刑。
In human history, when such a thing happened in the palaces, you can see very extreme punishments.
在神的律法里面，
In God's law,
可以大家丢石头把他打死。
She was to be stoned.
如果你觉得这样太残忍了，你至少应该劝劝这个国王离婚吧，对吧？这样的女人不能过日子。
If you think that's too cruel, then at least you would say to the king, get a divorce.
这里我们要问一个问题，就是这个女人是谁啊？
Here we need to ask a question. Who was this woman?
有人说这个女人是旧约神的百姓
And some people will say that this woman is the people of God of the Old Testament.
有人说这个女人是某个抵挡神的国家呀。
And some will say that this is a particular kingdom that rejected God.
会读圣经的人告诉我们，这个女人是教会，是你跟我。
But those who know how to read the Bible tell us that this is the church, this is you and I.
我们 常常的屡次的领受了神的爱，领受了神的恩典，我们也常常的用神的恩典去背叛神，去狠狠的伤神的心。
Again and again we receive God's love, and again we harm God, we break his heart.
神如何对待这样的一个人？
How does God deal with such a person?
43节的后半句说，因此我要把你们迁到巴比伦去。
In the second half of verse 43, it says, the second half of verse 43, I will send you into exile beyond Babylon.
神为他们量身定做了一个仇敌，名字叫做巴比伦。
God created a customized enemy for them called Babylon.
时候到了，神的百姓悔改了，醒悟了。他们还有机会回到耶路撒冷，恢复跟神的关系。
When the time comes, when God's people wake up and they have the opportunity to reconcile the relationship to God and return to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Brothers and sisters, this is called being loving, eternally loving.
从摩西的时代到耶稣的时代。神恒久忍耐这群百姓1500年。
From the time of Moses to the time of Jesus, God loved His people enduringly for 1,500 years.
到了《使徒行传》7章，神还是劝他们让他们悔改，他们却要把这个劝他们的斯提凡打死。
In the book of Acts, chapter 7, God still wants to convince them to repent, and yet they want to kill this man Stephen who is telling them to repent.
神数不尽的恩典，要让这一群人啊，将来在基督的审判台前无可推诿。
God's countless grace will cause these people to be without excuse before the throne of God.
那最后我们也必须讲清楚，这一位神，他虽然是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
So even though this God is enduring in love and has grace,
这位神。他的忍耐是有限度的。
This God has limits to his patience.
使徒行传第七章是一个转折。
Chapter 7 of Acts is a turning point.
从这个事件以后，福音就离开了耶路撒冷，去到了撒玛利亚、犹太全地。
From this time onwards, the gospel spread out to Samaria and the whole of Judea.
所以对于当时的听众来讲，这也许是他们的生命中最后一次听福音的机会。
And so for these people who are here listening at this time, this may be the last time they hear the gospel in their lives.
对于我们来讲，
For us,
我们不知道我们的主什么时候回来。
We don't know when our Lord returns.
我们也不知道明天和死亡哪一个会先到。
And we don't know which will come first, death or tomorrow.
但愿我们在地上的每一天，我们都可以常常的被神光照。
May each day that we live on the earth, we can be enlightened by God.
我们也可以快快地回转到他的跟前。
And we can repent and turn back to him quickly.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们相信你在圣经中记载的每句话都是要来帮助，要来建立你自己的百姓。
Lord, we trust that every word in the Bible is made to build up and to encourage your people.
愿你的话常常的光照我们。
May your words continue to enlighten us.
也愿你的恩典常常覆庇我们。
And may your grace continue to guide us.
帮助我们脱离自以为意，也帮助我们走在这个正路上。
Help us away from self-righteousness and to walk on your path.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.